You're listening to the audio production of Rush of Heaven, One Woman's Miraculous Encounter with Jesus, by Emma McKinley with Cheryl Ricker, published by Zondervan and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue. December 24th, 2011. The wind picked up, cutting into my skin like razor blades. I took one last look at the stars, and with my upper body hanging in its usual place, 90 degrees to the left of my wheelchair, I grabbed my wheel with my working hand and used my good foot to drag forward. You can do it, baby. I cranked open the oversized door, but my wheels got stuck on the threshold. Groaning, I tried again. It's worth the extra independence, I told myself. Every night after my caregivers went home, I unlatched my seat belt so I could move a bit and get a better grip on the wheel. Made it easier to try to pull this kind of stunt. One last tug, and my 65-year-old body broke loose into the kitchen, smack into the smell of sloppy joes and ham. My caregiver had moved them from the slow cookers to the fridge before leaving, and in 19 hours, the boys would be over to dig in after their Christmas Eve service. I looked at my table, with its placemats, plates, goblets, and candles. Everything sang Christmas. Each year I came up with a different theme and kept it hush until our big celebration. Until then, I wouldn't even let Jason, my 41-year-old, into the house. I pulled my crooked body to the lighted archway in my living room so I could gaze at my Christmas tree with its gift box ornaments and twinkling lights. This birthday theme is for you, Jesus. You're our honored guest. Rest. I ached to enter it completely, but whenever I tried, pain cut into my deepest sleep. Bound to a wheelchair 24/7, I could at least close my eyes and dream. I told my sons, "You're going to have to work for your presents this year." Jeff, my 38-year-old, would have to sing for a friend down the street. Jason would phone a few relatives, and my grandsons would follow my clues. I smiled at my sneaky ways. This would be one Christmas we'd never forget. I took a deep breath and started down the hall, inch by inch, pull by pull, wheeling into my office. Savannah welcomed me with a meow. Cheery in here, isn't it, girl? My collector doll stood on the shelves close to the ceiling. We didn't get many Christmas gifts as farm kids, but everyone always pulled together to buy me a doll. These fancy ones had come from Jeff and Jason, and oh, how they kept the memories alive. Parking under my desk, I flicked on my computer. I might be a tough old bird, but at least I could encourage people on Facebook. Excitedly, I scrolled to my latest post, December 17th, 2011. Matthew 1:23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. In the midst of this wonderful Christmas season, my friends, we must all remember that God is always with us, wherever we are. Blessings to you. What a promise. Emmanuel, God with us. Lord Jesus, may everyone who reads this post find lasting hope in you. What should I write next? Show me, Lord. A verse from Matthew popped into my head. With God, all things are possible. I liked it. But where was the reference? Scanning my room sideways, I spotted my Bible on my second desk. I'd have to back up to grab it, but no big deal. I did it all the time. Reaching for my wheel, I pushed off with my right foot while turning. But I must not have pulled back far enough because my wheelchair caught on the right side of my desk. Frustrated, I gave it another quick push, and my right wheel came off the floor. No! My heart leaped as my body flew. Pain exploded when the curve of my neck slammed the floor, crushing it against the bend. Fire shot through my spine. My crooked foot got pinned somewhere behind my right leg, and my left arm lay trapped beneath me. All I could see of it was my big
Sample complete. Ready to continue?